Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, just like Kane says, old people aren't innocent.
That's what he says.
An elderly Florida man pulled a knife on a manager at Swank, New Jersey Eatery. Oh, Swank. 75-year-old man from Florida was arrested Thursday night after allegedly pulling a knife on another restaurant patron and assaulting the manager at the Red Horse in Rumson, according to authorities. The resident of Palm Beach Shores, David Gully, faces multiple charges, including aggravated assault, possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose, terroristic threats, disorderly conduct, simple assault. That's according to the Rumsfeld Police Lieutenant. It was the Red Horse Restaurant, and there's a celebrity chef that owns it, I guess. And the general manager had asked, is there a knife? There's like video of it. But there's a lot of fun words in there that that Juan can't hear because he's innocent. And so they literally watched the guys. Police showed up. The Gully guy, like, punching the restaurant manager with a knife in his hand. He was taken into custody without further incident. They're still investigating. Do you know why? You know, it's real simple. He had a knife and he hit someone. There you go. Case closed. Wow. We've solved it. A man turns himself in after he... It's an oldie but a goodie. I miss this. A man turns himself in after murdering his imaginary friend. Jeff Gaylord from Florida turned himself into police and demanded they give him the death penalty after he admitted to, I'm not making this up, after he admitted to murdering his imaginary friend, Mr. Happy. He told officers he had stabbed Mr. Happy to death with a knife, cut up Mr. Happy's body with a hatchet, and buried him in the backyard. Jacksonville officers took a drunk Gaylord into custody and got a search warrant for his house. Gaylord said that he had killed Mr. Happy because he was messy. And then he told officers... Ossifers. His room was a mess all the time with his toys and his dolls. And then he left his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen. And he never picked up his empty cocaine baggies. And it was Mr. Happy who left the toilet seat down when he peed. He messed up my apartment to the point where I just couldn't get it clean. You know what it kind of sounds like? It sounds like he was going to get busted for drugs anyway and decided to make up a story. I'm beginning to think that it wasn't Mr. Happy's cocaine and empty vodka bottles, but in fact, Mr. Gaylord's cocaine baggies and empty vodka bottles. Oh, they also found a machine gun at his house.
That's Mr. Happy.
No, I think that one was his. He's like, yeah, it's probably mine because, you know, I'm... Oh, boy. That's probably one of my favorite ones. This woman looks crazy. Is she in a vest? Oh, she is. Okay, so, oh no, it's never anybody that you would want to see. 56-year-old Grace Sharp got arrested for walking around outside naked during her neighbor's birthday party, according to an arrest report. The incident happened Sunday along Fowler Avenue in Pensacola as her neighbor was having a birthday party, according to the report. The report stated that the neighbor told deputies around 7 p.m. Ms. Sharp, pictured in the simulcast, walked up naked to the chain link fence that separates the properties, and she was reportedly waving around plastic doll legs, and then she rubbed the plastic doll legs on her private lady area, and then the neighbor made the kids go inside. According to the report, when the neighbor told Sharp that she was naked, Sharp said, I know, it's hot outside, quote, end quote. She eventually went back inside her home when deputies were called. Sharp remains in Escambia County Jail on $2,500 bond. Any questions about that one? I do have one.
She knows who Nelly is?
The plastic doll legs, like Barbie-sized? What is that? Like, where does one, I mean, what size? I got to know. As we move, our partners that help bring you free radio, the folks at Kel-Tec, the P15. If you don't have it, you should have it. There's two versions. There's the metal version and the polymer version. It is the lightest, thinnest, double stack 9mm on the market. It's ideal for, doesn't matter if you're a seasoned pro, if you're a newbie, it's sleek, compact, 15 round capacity, lightweight and powerful. It comes with two mags, by the way, standard 15 rounds. Minimal pinky extension. You also have a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium and fiber optic front sight. Fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear as well. Lifetime warranty. Compact from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. Just innovation performance with the P15. and super concealable. You have to check it out. Quality made right here in the U.S. of A. Innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them Dana sent you.
I'm just trying to understand where we are right now, because yesterday the Trump campaign very clearly put out a statement, said they agreed to the same rules as took place in the June debate between President Biden and Donald Trump, where there were muted microphones. Have you not agreed to muted microphones?
I think we've made pretty clear our preference, along with Donald Trump himself, is for unmuted microphones. I think the question that you'd have to ask is to Donald Trump and his team. Are they in agreement between themselves on how we should approach this debate?
That was one of her surrogates, Kamala Harris's surrogates. Welcome to the program. Top of the third hour. We got Congressman Jim Jordan, who's going to be down at the bottom of this hour. Dana Lash here with you. Make sure you find us on Rumble. It's where the chat is happening. We also have Substack. We got all kinds of good stuff happening. Chapter and verse over at Substack. X, Channel 347, DirecTV. We got the McGroin folks over on Rumble. Got a lot of stuff happening. I want you to keep the debate stuff in mind. I was thinking how I was going to start this segment. So let me preface it with this. So Kamala Harris, she's finally, you know, they got the debate coming up. They've been going back and forth over muted mics. She also yesterday agreed to do a sit-down interview with Dana Bash over at CNN. She's finally going to do it. Going to sit down interview. She's going to have the interview.
With that hard-hitting journalist?
It's going to be pre-taped, and she's going to have Mike Walls there. Tim Walls. Yeah. Sorry. All the same person. Tim Walls there. You know what it reminded me of? One of the funniest movies I've ever seen. It's a little cinematic masterpiece called Step Brothers. And in Step Brothers, you have 39-year-old Brennan Huff and 49-year-old Dale Doback. So Brennan and Dale, their parents, they're grown men who have never actually aged beyond being teenagers. Their parents get together and they have a blended family, and it's hysterical. And they are told at one point, you guys got to go out and get jobs, because they don't work. They're like in their 30s in the show. They don't work. And they go out and get a job, or they try to. They go out and they do job interviews, and they decide, okay, we're going for a job. Let's wear tux. It's going to make it real fancy. We're going to wear tuxes. They show up together for their job interview. Brennan and Dale sitting there interviewing for a job, and it reminds me of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. They're pulling a Step Brothers, Brennan and Dale move by sitting down and having that's what it is. It's kind of like a job interview in a way, together on CNN. That's what they're doing. How is that going to work out? Is he going to offer her Doritos when they're sitting there? So she can't do a live interview. It has to be she's doing a pre-taped interview with one of the more inoffensive anchors on CNN. And Tim Walz is going to be sitting there with her. Does that sound like a candidate that's confident? They also said Tim Walz is going to be doing any interviews by himself, so take from that what you will. But does that sound like a candidate that is confident? Does it sound like a party that is confident in their candidate? No, it sounds absolutely goofy. Okay, she's going to sit down with Tim Walz. She can't do it by herself. Doesn't that not sound exactly like what they're talking about, Kane?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It exactly sounds like that. I first heard this and I thought, wait, what? She can't do it by herself?
I loved Carol Roth's response to this, where it's like when you go on an interview and you bring your parents along with you.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, not sure I'm going to hire this one. And you know what? We shouldn't hire her either.
It's exactly like that. It is entirely exactly like that. I mean, it's I don't know. So we're going to see how well that, I mean, it's, I think it already happened, but it's tomorrow. It's going to air tomorrow. Or I think it happens today. I think they pre-tape it today, but it's going to air tomorrow. And I guess we'll see how well it goes. But I it's just going to, I don't know. It's I don't think you're going to get any like clear answers. I think where she struggles, I think he is going to probably step in. And it's also going to take some of the heat off her because they're going to sit there. And then because Tim Walz is there, obviously you're going to have to ask him. And I think Dana Bash will. I mean, she's a lefty for sure. But I also think that she is somebody who, I don't know if she's like in the Harris camp or not, but she is a lefty. And I don't think that she has any loyalty to Tim Walz. I don't think he's been in this at this level long enough for any of these reporters to have that. Although Democrats are really good about like faking, manufacturing loyalty because, you know, they want to win and power, you know, at all costs, doesn't matter. So the attention that he would take from her is going to come by way of Dana Bash saying, well, what about, you know, you misrepresented your service, or, you know, you made the snitch line, but you're telling everyone to quote unquote mind their own damn business, or this or that. That's his, I mean, both of them have insane baggage, but his is also so bad. It's kooky, right? And he's a kooky character. I don't like kooky characters like this. You know what kind of kooky characters I like? I like kooky, audio soundbite one, please. This is what I'm talking about. I like kooky characters like this. Go ahead.
And you have ballot harvesting, but you also have people getting ballots. I mean, in California, you have people getting 7 ballots. If Jesus came down and was the vote counter, I would win California, okay? If we had an honest vote counter, I would win California.
He may not be wrong. I mean, I know that there's a lot of Democrats there. All of the Republicans, from what I understand from my friends who live in California, all of this is funny. All of my friends who live in California, they're all Republican, and they all live like literally within blocks of each other. Do you know that, Kane? Like all the friends that we know, all the people we know, they all live in this, like in the same town, right. All right by each other. It is hysterical. They're all like, they're all concentrated right in like Orange County or Simi Valley. That's it. Or some of the independent ones are in, I don't know, where Bigfoot and Weed is. Where's that at?
The Pacific Northwest?
No, in California. It's up by the Bigfoots and the Weeds.
Oh.
The weed growers and the Bigfoots. Big Feet? Bigfoot? How does that work?
Is it Weed, California?
No, I'm only concerned about the pluralization of multiple versions of a Bigfoot. Like if it's more than one Bigfoot, is it Bigfoots, Big Feets, or is it a singular plural Bigfoot? We got to solve this. Anyway, but there's some up there that are...
Is it Bigfoot?
And then they're up there with the weed farms. Or, wait a minute, sidebar, and I'm going to come back to this. I'm going to get back on point real quick. Are there really no Bigfoot? There's not a Bigfoot population up there, and it's just the people that are high, and they think they see Bigfoot. Also that, could be that. But either way, they're kind of more independents up there. So long story short, I don't know if that is actually true. Although I do think that Jesus, if he came down, he would probably do more than count votes. Just saying. I'm here to count votes for the Lord, which I'm not like pretending to be Jesus, but I'm just saying, like, which among you has cast your lot for God? That's what he'd be doing.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, first up, we've got, more kitchen spices being recalled because lead's in it. And I was looking at this because I'm very particular about my spices, as y'all know. So I was looking at it. They said there's 6 other, it's like ground cinnamon. That is the thing with cinnamon. You got to be real careful about the cinnamon you get. I could do a whole show on it, but I'm not going to. But they have this, there's like the El Servidor Corp cinnamon. That was mainly sold in New York. Maybe Ixnay that one. That one, they found some lead in it, and it's a Gutierrez distributor. They've reported no illnesses. They're just like, hey, what's up? So make sure you're checking your spices. Be real careful about the cinnamon you get. There's like a certain kind that actually is, yeah, Kane's like, I feel so validated. I got like Mr. Kombucha over there going, there is.
Yeah, Ceylon is better than Cassia. Just that's basically how it goes.
Yes, that is true. A ransomware gang threatens to release data on U.S. Marshals. I just think it's funny that there's a ransomware gang. Like, anybody can be a gang right now, right? Like, you can have a cartel that's a gang. You know, you can have your basic, you know, drug and guns gang in Chicago. Now you got the ransomware gang. You know, you're probably going to have, like, your panty gang. You know, it's just everybody's a gang. They're threatening to release top secret documents from U.S. Marshals. They've said they've got all kinds of stuff. I just think that's going to make it a lot more fun for U.S. Marshals. I don't know. I've watched too much Justified. I just feel like it's going to make it a lot more fun for them. A matching set of dinosaur footprints was found on the opposite sides of the Atlantic Ocean. Can you believe a dinosaur was so big to straddle the Atlantic Ocean like that? So crazy. Wow. Matching set of footprints discovered in Africa and South America. They revealed that there was a giant dinosaur that once had its foot on either side. No, they think that there was Pangaea. That's what it goes back to, Pangaea. Also, deadly mosquito virus puts Massachusetts towns on high alert. Why do we have those? Like, out of all the things that they look to eradicate, you know, like, you know, family wealth, freedom, go after mosquitoes, right? Just start there.
Support our young ladies and not allow any boys in their locker rooms or on their sports team.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor, as Chad, Trustee Green has stated. Do we have a second? And do you want, just to clarify again, for, I know for Ms. Pierce wanted to make sure the motion...
that we support our young ladies and not allow boys, that's young men that have that have DNA that is boy DNA, not be allowed in the locker rooms or on the sports team competing against young ladies.
So that's the motion. And do we have a second for that motion? So there's no second. We'll go ahead and die. All right, we're moving on to our last speaker.
So that's McKinney ISD. That's McKinney School in Texas, where they had the school board. They introduced a motion that was not seconded to keep boys from going into girls' sports and keep them from going into girls' locker rooms. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. I'm telling you, you need to take your kids out of McKinney ISD if they are in it. Because to have something like that happen and... the silence. I mean, did you hear? Seconded. Nobody even wanted to second it. Why is that such a big issue? And when you consider, too, some of these boys in high school, they might be 18, where they'll have a 14-year-old girl there. I mean, let's talk about some of the statutory implications of that. I mean, there's no interest in protecting our kids. There's none. I'm looking for pulling this up. This school sent a letter to the parents in response of the school board meeting, right? Via Sarah Fields, they write, McKinney ISD parents and guardians, they said they were talking about this school board meeting, which was just 2 days ago. They said, Trustee Chad Green proposed a motion to support our young ladies and not allow boys who have boy DNA not be allowed in locker rooms or on the sports teams competing against young ladies. They said it didn't receive a second because, you know, the guidelines and, you know, McKinney ISD female students are already protected. To take further action would have violated the law. Passing a frivolous and meaningless motion was unnecessary because protections are already in place. Not really. And first off, the concern that they put up is not necessarily true. That's what they've all been saying as a way to sidestep the issue, silence parents, etc. And there's the block that's on when they talk about the protections that the Title IX stuff, the block on those changes that Biden made is a temporary one. So when they cite protections, it is a temporary protection. This is still ongoing. So it's not meaningless to say that. Schools can and need to have their own protections in place. Because what happens if, you know, Biden's, what happens if this is allowed to go through? You know, I mean, what is it? If it's allowed to go through, if what Biden had pushed for in, remember, he wanted to go after any kind of federal funding for any kind of educational institution that did not allow for boys to go on girls' teams and be in the locker rooms and all that stuff. And Texas was litigating this, et cetera. And by the way, these are multiple schools that are allowing this. I mean, it's not just, you know, this school is not the only one. There are several that are like this. And they said that, you know, the law as it is, you know, you can't force a school to adopt such a thing, but the schools can choose to do so unless the parents oppose it. The federal government under this administration has been trying to coerce schools into doing this by dangling as the carrot federal funding. So when the title that Biden had instituted for this that was temporarily blocked, and again, that's a temporary block, this can still happen. This isn't a done deal. And so the letter that the school sent out is not entirely honest, as you would imagine, right? And that's in McKinney. Can you know where McKinney is? It's in Texas.
It's right near here, actually.
McKinney. It's time to pull your kids out of this. It is. It's time. It's time to pull your kids out of this stuff, out of these schools if they're doing this. That our tax dollars forcibly go to this stuff that facilitate predatory behavior against women and girls is just wild. There are a couple of parents that told me that they had just moved out of that area, and they can say that, you know, they've noticed like a lot of people who have fled California, and they are bringing a lot of that momentum with them there. It's like that. What is it? The McKinney, Prosper, Frisco area. And I don't think it was. Someone asked if it was grandstanding to get a viral video. I really don't think it was. Again, it's a temporary block, i.e. it is a temporary protection. So unless schools do something individually to protect students, if that is allowed to stand, then there isn't going to be any protections for these students. Now that kids are going back to school, all of this stuff now is coming back up to light. It's all like the protests and everything else. And because it's an election cycle, I don't think it's a fun time to be a student on campus. Do you, Kane? I really don't think it is.
No, not a sane one.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just not fun. It's not fun to be a kid like this on campus, I don't think. I feel bad for a lot of students.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.